Unit. Welcome to How My Drink Extra Juice, our bonus episode where you get to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episodes. It's a new year, so it's a new wardrobe. Freshen up your wardrobe with essential staple pieces from Pennies.
Pennies have everything that you need to make sure you are the best dressed in 2025. From cozy knits, cute baby tees, they have literally everything.
I need to go in today or tomorrow.
Some refresh.
Yeah, I need to get a few bits. Yeah, like spring, homeware bits, need new bed sheets.
I feel like yellow is going to be the spring.
Yeah, it is.
That buttermilk yellow.
Yeah.
Love.
Or like a lemon light butter. Yeah.
So
butter
good.
Yellow. To the perfect pair of jeans and stylish worker clothes, including their super soft hero matching sets and yoga pants that you've seen us wear and be obsessed with.
So whatever your goal is this year, if you want to be a Pilates princess or just trying to get back into a routine, Pennies will, of course, have you covered.
So round of the week, we get to give out with something that is very small. Or very big sometimes. It's happened to us recently. Something we're annoyed about. Something that our listeners are annoyed about as well. We get listener rants the week in. And something that makes no sense really. And a first world problem. So it can be...
We just like to complain sometimes, don't we?
Sometimes it's good to vent.
It is.
Because then we don't have to be negative in our day-to-day lives. We can just get out on this episode. And then
that's perfect.
You're done with it. Mine is getting clamped. Because I got clamped today.
I feel like all of ours are always very car-based.
They are annoying.
Either we
problems.
Just have bad luck with car stuff or...
Yeah. I mean, that's... We have a good life if that's all we have to complain about.
Oh, listen, if that's all we're...
But we don't really complain about the actual bad. Like, this is more lighthearted stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we could start going into today.
Be very somber.
But then it'd be very somber. But what a little thing annoyed me say was getting clamped. But the clamper was so nice. So I couldn't even be annoyed at him.
Especially not a nice clamper.
It was lovely, man. I think they always are nice people, but...
I always feel like those kind of jobs are like... excuse me. Like... People just assume that the people doing those jobs want to be arseholes.
Yeah.
Like ticket men. Like, do you know who drive around looking at the tickets and all? I'm just like, a job has to be filled.
With someone, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how does that job get filled? Like, do you be like...
I'd love to be a clamper.
Yeah. I reckon though you would get some kind of like little...
Oh, you'd get a buzz.
You would. Like, I'm not surprised. Whereisindeed.com.
Yeah.
Honestly.
You would. You'd get a kick out of that.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
And then
you
get your commission.
Do you? Is it true?
Well, I think I do not. Yeah, you do. You do. Definitely. I know a place that it does. You could do a commission. Now, it's only small, but it adds up if you're getting everyone booked.
So you get commission on top of like being paid like unemployed by that company. Like,
clamp for you and a clamp for you.
I'd be going around like Batman. Trying to find them all.
So they're trying to find them all. And they obviously have a quota as well they have to reach, because someone could just get the job and not really want to clamp people.
Yeah.
But that isn't good either. Like,
also need to find out if you're actually allowed to take them off. Let's be real. We all know somebody who takes their clamps off.
Yeah.
Or who has done it.
I've seen a few clamps.
But are you allowed?
I don't.
What do you... And do you keep it? The fuck? I don't want that.
No, I've just seen them on the ground. Discarded.
Take it off and leave it
there? Yeah. How do you even clamp, take it off? Like a big pliers?
Big angle grinder or something.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't think you're allowed.
Anyway.
Because I think it says, don't touch, because it's private property, isn't it? It's theirs, like, they own that. And then it's broken and they can't use it again.
True.
Where's your man take my clamp off tomorrow and he just can reuse that. Reduce, reuse, like.
See? Maybe they're not that bad.
Maybe not that bad after all. Yeah, that was my round two. I just think, I would just wish, like, tolls, clamps, parking fees weren't a thing. There's enough fees in the world. To live.
Apparently the M50 toll was never meant to be there all the time.
Yeah, it was only meant to be there until they got the money back for how much it cost them.
Yeah.
But I don't think they've got money back yet. Sure, it was like billions, wasn't it?
Probably.
I don't think they've got it back, but I think whenever they do, they're still not going to take off.
No, they won't get rid of
who
that.
Who gets that money? Like, who's...
The government, is it?
Really, yeah. Spend it on 350 grand cycling racks.
Way!
What we all wanted.
Yeah, we were dying for them. God love us. Yeah, that's annoying. But
yeah,
hopefully you can get it back.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, apparently I can. What's it called? Appeal it.
Oh yeah,
because I went to the wrong. I paid for my parking, but I was in the wrong bay.
Easy. That's an easy mistake.
Yeah.
Instead of. Just me and Hannah did and just absolutely ignored everything.
Well, we forgot. We were about to pay that time.
I don't think I was. Oops.
Oh.
Yeah.
Roy ran out and he let me away with it.
Prick. Charlene got away with it. Me and Hannah standing there like two idiots, like just looking at us like, no.
I remember someone in the cafe, like a person that was eating, was like, said something.
Oh, about us getting clamped.
Yeah. checky vibes.
Leave us alone.
Yeah.
My rant of the week today, guys, is just how bad the hangovers get as you get older. It's so true. I'm just ranting about how I'm feeling. It's so true. They get so much worse.
Yeah.
I used to be flying around when I was younger. Not a bother, like.
How much do you think you drank? Do you think you drank enough to warrant the hangover? Or do you think, like, you drank that? But yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Christ. And it was a concoction of you name it.
Yeah.
Like...
That's why it's so bad. I think when you stick to one drink, I can really handle the next day. But when you mix cocktails and all that.
I was kind of like on the Friday, we only drank Prosecco all day.
Yeah, but that gives you a reefing headache.
That, I wasn't too bad.
Really?
Because we only stuck on that.
You stuck on that.
Saturday started drinking at 11 o'clock that morning. And I think my first drink was the Prosecco. Then went on to the wine. Then I was drinking spicy margaritas. Ooh. Then I was drinking vodka. There's probably a few. Oh, numerous amounts of tequila rosé. What else? You name it.
I've seen that trend. It's like, who spiked my 12 tequilas?
Yeah.
17 margaritas. Three beers.
Myself. But yeah, just how bad. Like, it takes me days to recover now.
Yeah.
I won't be right till Thursday or Friday.
I'm usually like that as well, till Wednesday. Like,
yeah.
It's horrible.
It'll take me a while.
I've not been hungover now since Miami. Yeah. Actually, it's not even that long, but it feels like... But just this weekend, I'm not going... Like, you just feel... It makes you never drink again when you have
weekend,
one fresh
weekend. And, like, compared to the weekend I had before, the weekend before last, and I was away down the country and I was with the horses.
Yeah.
Like, it was wholesome and fresh
and
air.
And you can actually remember your time.
Yeah, and I'm like...
I know.
No.
It's poison.
Literally.
No, it's not.
But, like, don't get me wrong. The only part of it I hate is just the hangover.
Afterwards, yeah.
I need to start researching those like hangover sachets and all.
I do think there's things you can do to help being really hydrated in the first place.
Yeah, though. Nicole kept making me drink water all the time.
Yeah, drinking when you come in, paracetamol when you come in, electrolyte when you come in. Really just help.
I did a Barocca and a Dioralyte and the drive home.
Clean house always helps, I feel.
Doesn't
I feel like
it?
It's nicer.
Sorry, actually, I'm lying. I was hungover on Monday as well. It was Paddy's Day or Tuesday or whatever day it was. Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Help. But I did that with Graham the other day when we woke up hungover, and I was like, we can lie here in our own filth and just feel like two bags of shite.
Yeah.
I was like, no, mum, we're getting up, we're getting showered, we'll clean the
you
room.
Feel so much better.
Fresh bed and all.
Like,
don't get me wrong, got back into bed. Like, but just with the space around you being a bit clean, you do feel a bit better.
You do feel so much better. Well, I woke up on after Paddy's Day, I only had like six drinks or something. Didn't feel like I'd even drank.
Did you?
It was weird. And I was like tipsy, like, but I would say I was drunk. But like, it was so weird because usually I can feel when I have one drink.
Yeah.
Literally a wine, I can just feel, I don't feel myself. About six or seven, and I literally, it was so weird.
What?
I'm like, what did I do that day that was different?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
You'll never remember what it is.
I ate that when I came to McDonald's.
That probably did.
So nice.
Yeah.
Oh my God. A fresh, there's nothing better than a really fresh McDonald's.
But it's hot.
Yeah. And it's a good one. Like, you know, when you get a good, you know, they've just created it.
And the chicken nuggies are piping.
And the hamburgers.
You got a good one.
It is. I love it. Yeah, that's our rant for the week, guys.
That's us.
Turn into us loving McDonald's.
Yep, great.
So if you agree with either of our rants or you want to send in your own, you can let us know and you can email us at homeordrink@goloudnow.com or follow us on Instagram at homeordrinkpod. If I was you, we get to give you very honest and very raw advice about what we do if we were you. We can't sit on the fence. We can't give you maybes or ifs, etc. We have to tell you exactly how we feel about your dilemmas. And they're all sent into our email, which is homeordrink@goloudnow.com again. So it's all the one email for all your bits. This is the only way we take in segments, suggestions for the segment, not through DMs. And they're always kept anonymous. So this is this week's If I Was You. I'm in a group of 8 girls, all from home, but we are all scattered around the place now. Ireland, NYC, UK and Australia. Page turn.
Page flip. Yeah.
2 of the girls at home have new babies. And my best friend was at home visiting them. She didn't make an effort to go see one of them. Instead, she met with an ex-friend of the group and her baby because she's still friends with that girl. I just got added to a new group chat excluding my best friend. And then they said it's due to her not making an effort with someone else. Her making an effort with someone else and not them. To be honest, they've always had a rocky friendship. So I told my best friend the chat was made and now I don't know if I should leave it too. I told 2 of the girls, I told my best friend about the group chat. They had mixed feelings, lol. But I'm always in the middle and I just don't want her to ask them about what's going on, etc. I'd rather leave, but then I don't want to lose the connection I have with them as a girls group, as I'm still really good friends with everyone individually. Can you help, please? Should I leave and be loyal to my bestie or should I explain to my best friend that I'm in it because I have friendships with the other girls?
I feel like you always see stuff like this, like online. It's like, if my best friend doesn't like you, I don't like you, kind of thing.
Yeah.
You ever see that?
Yeah.
So I do get that side of it. But also, if she is friends
with them, as well,
how do you say, like...
See, the friend didn't ask her to leave. And it's like not like something really bad has happened. The thing that's happened is she didn't meet the baby, which I think that's bad.
Yeah.
But the only bad thing the other girl's done is make the new group chat, which is also bad. But if somebody, I'm thinking like if some big huge bust up happens and like they're really mean to your best friend, like I think you should side with that then.
Yeah.
There's definitely a side, but I don't think there's a side to pick here.
Yeah.
I think you're just literally, like you said, you're in the middle. Like I wouldn't be able to pick a side from that because I'm like, it's not.
You're going to hurt either side.
Yeah.
If you leave or like.
Or lose either side.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So do you just try and find a happy medium of being in the middle?
Like, yeah.
At least you're recognising that you are in the middle of it. Like, do you find a place where it's just like, listen, this is just the way it has to be.
Mm-hmm.
This is... Does she know that... Does your one who didn't go meet the friends, does she know that they are all upset with her? Like, yeah.
I'd say that's why, why they made the new chat. God. See, it's going to cause... It's obviously just a chat, but it's also going to cause these not to, like, meet up probably all together again.
Yeah.
Even though they all live separately. But maybe this is just... So, it drifting. I feel like as you get older, like things like this happen and like it might be like, it might seem small to someone else or like not as much like to the friend who didn't visit her, but like to that person with the baby, like who would have considered her a good friend, that would be really hurtful to not do that. So, and things like that can make you be like, right, I'm not putting my energy into them because I'm an adult. I don't have much time in my hands. I have a baby. Like who actually is giving me time and energy back? That's where I'm going to have time and energy too. So I think that's really important. Like, she's definitely valid for feeling that way, but I don't think staying in that group chat is not being loyal to your best friend.
Yeah. I think if you genuinely are friends with those girls and okay, you can be upset that your friend wasn't added in, but they have reasons to not add your best friend in. Like,
because and the reasons that they have are okay, I think.
Yeah.
If she doesn't make an effort, like that's, it sounds so bitchy, like making a new group chat, but like that happens. Like it does.
I think protect your peace.
Yeah.
Whatever way is going to make you feel like, I don't think you should have to make a decision on like, God, which side do I pick kind of thing.
Mm-mm.
You're allowed to still have your best friend and still have the other girls. And like, yeah. And once they know that you are in the middle of it, sometimes like, might end up being a little bit awkward for you if you are stuck in the middle, but it might just have to be one of those things that's like, that's just how the best way everyone gets along is like that.
Yeah,
that's so true. That's just how it is.
Yeah, because no one's asking you either way they're not saying, oh, don't be friends with her, and she's saying, oh, don't be friends with them. Like, you are in the middle, and as shit as that is, I don't think you should lose anyone over, because I don't think getting like big enough has happened to lose a whole group of friends or a whole best friend over. So I would stay in it.
Stay in it.
It's also the other option is you leave it, and then you don't have your girls group chat at all, because they're not going to start chatting in the other one just because
the girl.
Yeah, you don't want people to. You don't want to force friendships either. If someone doesn't have any friends, they don't want to be. Or maybe you could even like suggest to your best friend like to maybe apologize or like
make
an effort. Yeah, yeah, maybe that could be something you could do as well. Definitely. But then again, if someone doesn't want it, they won't. Like if they wanted, so they would in the first place.
She shouldn't have to be asked.
It kind of takes away the purpose.
Yeah.
And that's okay. If someone doesn't want to make energy for something, that's fine. But then there's also sometimes people aren't getting happy the other way. So it's like you have to be okay with that happening then. That's what we do for you. You can send in your dilemmas or rant to homodrink@goloudnow.com. We're also going to be introducing a few new segments soon. So if you have any bedroom dilemmas, any that you're having, you can let us know. And if there's anyone in your life that you think might be showing a red flag, let us know and we'll decide. So it could be like something really small, something really big, and we can let you know if you're being colorblind or not.
Usually when you say bedroom, I think of filthy things, but what popped into my head there was a diffuser. Is it a diffuser?
Oh.
Or like, what's that?
Like a bedroom diffuser?
What's that thing that... It like catches the water. What are they called? A humidifier.
Oh.
I don't know why. As soon as
what humidifier should I buy?
Yeah. A humidifier. I can't even say it.
Humidifier. Yeah.
Popped into my head. Where should I put it? Yeah, where should I place
just think
it?
Of bed cam, like our Sabrina Carpenter song. Yeah. That's what I think of every time I say it. But yeah, let us know and we'll decide, and let us know any dilemmas you're having. Not that we're sexperts at all.
Jesus, no.
Far from it. No. But we can try.
Yeah, we'll give it a bash.
Thank you so much, Pennies, for sponsoring this episode. Freshen up your wardrobe now with all their essential pieces available in your nearest Pennies or Primark store right now.
Make sure to like, rate. Oh, my brain didn't work there. Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe on whatever podcast platform that you are listening to this on right now. And we will chat to you on Wednesday. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.